I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Governor Peter Shumlin is asking the legislature to approve a $90 million payroll tax on Vermont businesses. But lawmakers are reluctant, to say the least. The future of the payroll tax rests largely in the hands of an unconventional state government bureaucrat who will have to convince lawmakers the money would be put to good use. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Al Gobay is the chairman of the Green Mountain Care Board. His five-person panel already has wide-ranging authority over the state's healthcare system, but Peter Shumlin now wants to endow the group with even broader policy powers.
I would just like to publicly thank the governor for keeping my life very interesting and never really allowing anything to get boring.
That's Gobay talking to members of the House Committee on Healthcare earlier today. He comes off like a friendly, low-pressure salesman, a trait perhaps owing to his private sector career in the hospitality business. Lawmakers trust Gobay, more so than Governor Shumlin at least, so they're eager to get his take on the governor's latest big healthcare idea. And on that front, Gobay sought to make one thing clear from the outset.
Understand it's the governor's proposal. I'm not here to sell it. There's parts of the governor's proposal that I haven't studied yet.
Shumlin wants to create a new payroll tax that would generate $90 million annually and then use that money to increase the amount doctors are paid to care for Medicaid patients. The proposal has one key benefit. The $90 million in state money would draw down an additional $100 million in federal matching money in the process. If Medicaid reimbursements go up, according to Shumlin, then hospitals will be able to cut the rates they charge private insurers, such as Blue Cross Blue Shield. And Shumlin says the businesses putting up the $90 million to fund the ploy should see every dollar returned to them in the form of lower private insurance rates. The fate of the governor's payroll tax proposal rests on that promise of a payback. Gobay says that, in theory at least, the concept makes sense, and he says boosting Medicaid reimbursements should relieve pressure on private insurance rates.
Is it possible? Yes. Is it really hard and complicated? Yes. Do I make guarantees? No. That's not my style.
Gobay says hospitals and insurance carriers are on board and have committed to making sure that increases in rates for Medicaid services will be offset by commensurate reductions in prices charged to private insurers. But he cautions that the Green Mountain Care Board exerts power over only a portion of the healthcare market.
This is about thousands, if not millions, of individual pricing transactions that occur at the working surface. It is not about saying, well, we'll take $100 million from this payer and give $100 million to this payer. It doesn't work like that.
House Speaker Shap Smith says he's convinced the state needs to address the issue of paltry Medicaid reimbursement rates, which he says have fallen so low that some doctors won't even accept Medicaid patients.
And so if we don't address the cost shift issue, we can be sure that fewer people will have access to health care and insurance premiums will go up at a greater rate than they should.
But Smith says he's less committed to using a payroll tax as a financing mechanism. And he says the House is examining other possible sources, including fees on businesses that don't provide health insurance. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.